Massachusetts seeks 1,500 megawatts of mid-duration energy storage, written by John Lamson and read by an automated voice. The Massachusetts Department of Energy Resources, or DOE, and the state's investor-owned electric utilities have issued a request for proposals to procure up to 1,500 megawatts of mid-duration energy storage, a key step toward the state's goal of contracting 5,000 megawatts of energy storage by mid-2030. The procurement marks the largest energy storage solicitation issued to date in New England. The state also outlined its expected timeline for future storage solicitations, noting that it plans to issue additional 1,000 megawatts mid-duration storage procurements by July 31, 2026 and July 31, 2027, and wrote that all remaining energy storage systems capacity shall be procured by July 31, 2030. The Massachusetts legislature in 2024 passed a law requiring electric distribution companies to enter long-term contracts for 5,000 megawatts of energy storage by mid-2030, including 3,500 megawatts of mid-duration storage, 750 megawatts of long-duration storage, and 750 megawatts of multi-day storage. The RFP is intended to procure projects that have a strong likelihood of being financed and constructed, and that will provide a reliable and cost-effective source of beneficial, reliable energy storage systems to the Commonwealth, the DOE, and the utilities wrote. In the first solicitation, the state seeks only to procure the environmental attributes associated with storage projects. This includes credits for the state's Clean Peak Standard, which incentivizes emissions reductions during peak demand periods. The bid submission deadline is noon on September 10, 2025. Bidders are allowed to propose projects at or above 69 kilovolts that can supply between 40 and 1,000 megawatts and can propose long-term contracts running through the end of 2050. The RFP requires projects to have a scheduled in-service date earlier than January 1, 2030, and directs each bidder to demonstrate that its proposal can be developed, permitted, financed, and constructed within a commercially reasonable time frame. Projects must commit to achieving capacity interconnection rights and qualifying for the ISO New England capacity market. The RFP requires bidders to include a realistic and specific plan to implement any transmission system upgrades or other work anticipated to be needed to achieve CSIS equivalent interconnection. Developers also must provide a non-refundable bid fee of $500 per megawatts of proposed nameplate capacity, which is intended to cover the cost of evaluation. Projects will be evaluated based on quantitative and qualitative criteria. They will be graded on a 100-point scale, with 80 points for direct and indirect costs to ratepayers and 20 points for qualitative factors, including project viability, climate and environmental benefits, grid reliability and resilience effects, and stakeholder engagement. The DOE, working with an independent evaluator, will select winning bids. The utilities will be responsible for executing contracts, which will be subject to the approval of the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities, or DPU. The DPU approved the procurement framework in late July, writing that it represents a reasonable balancing of interests and demonstrates progress toward achieving the Commonwealth's statutory energy storage systems requirement, as well as seeking to contract for low-cost energy storage systems. Under the current solicitation timeline, winning bids are to be selected by December 9, and long-term contracts are set to be executed by March 27, 2026.